Track 6, Wormsgate. Wormsgate was once a dreadful place, as local historian Dennis Cairns explains.
What do you remember about Wormsgate?
Wormsgate itself, the whole area there, Wormsgate, Westgate, and the top end, went under the general name of Wapping. And it was an overcrowded area where in, shall we say, the 1860s, 1870s, if there was any outbreak of disease, that's where it started, because there were cellar dwellings and maybe two floors above. And if you look at the census records, the number of people who lived there, it was astounding. I would imagine half the population of Barnoldswick lived in that area. And
was it pretty rough when you were young there?
Yes, it was. It was a slum. If Barnoldswick had a slum area, it was there.
On Wormsgate are the New Ship Chapel, Sunday School, and Old Baptist Chapel, examples of religious institutions that grew up in Barnoldswick. The New Ship is a remarkable survival of an independent Methodist chapel and Sunday school dating back to 1893. The chapel, which can hold 750 people, has a magnificent interior. The history of the chapel is fascinating, and we've prepared a downloadable digital presentation of photographs, as well as an interview with Geoffrey Pearson, a long-serving member of the chapel who outlines its fascinating history. Across from the New Ship Chapel was the Old Baptist Chapel and Graveyard. Join the public footpath that's signposted between the buildings opposite and stop by the first group of buildings to the left, which were those used by the Baptists. Keith Whipp of the Barnoldswick Baptist Centre explains.
Tell me something about the origin of the Baptist Church in Barlick and the area round about.
The Baptist Church here was certainly founded around 1661. It was formed by dissenters, like the Quakers were formed in the area, and they didn't go along with the main church, so they had to keep an eye open for the people who were out to take them to court for not paying the taxes, for not going to the right church, for not having the children christened in church. So that's where it started. And in the late 1600s, William Mitchell bought a plot of land, a cottage and a barn, which is in Wormsgate in Barnoldswick. And there's an old graveyard there. And I think that became part of a problem later on when one of the ministers unfortunately allowed his donkey to graze on the graveyard. And the church folk fell out. And I think that was one reason why we had two churches in Barnoldswick for some time.
The full fascinating interview with Keith is available as an MP3 download from our website. When you're ready to continue, follow the footpath you are currently on, round to the old mortuary on Butts. The footpath runs to the left of the buildings you are standing outside of. Once you've picked up the path to the left, follow it as it bears to the right, down the side of the clinic, onto Butts itself. When you reach the site of the old mortuary, play track 7.